listener. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Cece, your well-being and leadership coach. This is episode 79, part 2 of the Authentic Leadership Podcast. Now, you do want to listen to episode 79, part 1, before you listen to this one. So if you haven't already, I want to invite you to just stop this episode now and go to episode 79, part 1, first. In part 1, we were looking at why and how to practice surrender. I shared 4 steps, and in step 3, we looked at allowing yourself to be vulnerable. That is, letting somebody that you trust know that you're having a hard time and explicitly asking them for emotional support. Sometimes when we are distressed and we need someone to lend an ear, we are not clear about exactly how we'd like that person to support us. And usually what we're asking for is emotional support. Sometimes we're not even asking for strategies, ideas, a brainstorm session on how to get past the problem. Quite often, what we're asking for is emotional support. But quite often we are not clear about this, and because we're not clear about this, the other person may not know exactly what kind of support we need. And so I wanted to do this emotional support piece justice, and that is why we are now listening to episode 79, part 2. And so, what is this thing, emotional support? Well, what I decided to do is just share with you some examples of what giving emotional support looks like. Somebody you love and care about has come to you distressed. How can you offer them emotional support? Here are a number of tips. Number 1, offer your physical presence and companionship. Sometimes simply being there can provide emotional support to another. Let the speaker know that you are there to support them. Be really clear about this. Even if you may not have all the answers, you're there. Now, if you're in a different city or country, it's about those regular check-ins with this person, being clear that you care about them and being clear that you are, in fact, checking in. I've driven late at night to hang out with friends who were going through a rough time. And I'm happy to say that they've done the same for me. Just opened their doors at hours like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., and just listened and been there with me and for me. Tip number 2 for how you can give someone emotional support: deep listening. Here I'm talking about suspending your judgment as you listen, giving the person your full attention, so you're not looking around at other things in the room, you're not answering your phone as they're talking, you're not interrupting them. Rather, you are encouraging them to express their feelings and concerns, and you're just deeply listening. Tip number 3, validating the speaker's emotions. This is about acknowledging and accepting their feelings as legitimate. Their sadness, their anger, their disappointment, their frustration, whatever it may be. Now hear this, dear listener, dear leader. You might have handled the exact same situation very differently, but that doesn't matter. The moment is about the speaker. It's not about you. And even though you might not have felt sadness, anger, or disappointment in a similar situation, it's important to just validate that their feelings of sadness or anger or disappointment are legitimate. Let me share an example. I've been self-employed, I beg your pardon, for over a decade now. So I don't have any horrible bosses stories. That doesn't mean that when a friend or client needs to vent their frustration about their boss, that doesn't mean I dismiss it. I need to just listen, hold space for them as they share what a struggle it is for them mentally and emotionally, And the truth is, I've had to do this many, many times over the years. This is what I mean when I talk about validating the other person's emotions. They're real for them. Tip number four, we're talking about how you can effectively show emotional support to someone who has come to you sharing their distress of some sort. Tip number four, showing empathy. Here, you may have been through something similar, in which case you can really relate, or you may never have gone through something similar. You may never have lost a job. You may never have gotten a divorce. But you see, you know what pain is. You know what disappointment is. You know what sadness is. You know what frustration is. Empathy is about acknowledging that, yeah, you know those feelings and those emotions, that what the speaker is going through is a tough thing to go through, and you just show that empathy. So this is the opposite of brushing people off or saying things like, oh, come on, it's not that big a deal. Just forget about it. You know how he is. You know how she is. Don't let it get to you. None of those statements are helpful to someone who is distressed. So remember, folks, show empathy. Tip number five, provide reassurance. Comfort the speaker. Remind them that they're not alone and that you and others are there for them. Assure them that they can rely on you to support them in some way, shape, or form. Tip number six, offer words of encouragement. Now here, you're not just sugarcoating things, nor are you dismissing the difficulty of the situation. Rather, you're simply reminding them that all is not lost and it is not all bad. For example, you can remind them of what they do have, be it loved ones to help, money to resolve the issue, a support network of friends and colleagues, their brilliant mind, their brilliant career, whatever the case may be. When people have come to me, even just friends, not even necessarily clients, when friends have come to me saying, hey, they've lost their job, I've offered them words of encouragement by reminding them of how brilliant their CVs are. So with this tip, you're just reminding the speaker that all is not lost. Okay, you're not being dismissive. You're not sugarcoating, being a positive Pollyanna. You're just helping them to gain perspective, reminding them that tough times come to us all, reminding them that they are going to come out an elevated version of themselves when they get through this. You're just offering them some perspective, perhaps even sharing your own similar story so that they have an example of someone who got over a tough time. Now, the next tip, tip number seven, is something you should ask for permission to do. And this is about helping the speaker, the person who's come to you with a challenge, the person who's come to you quite distressed, helping them to problem solve. Now, why do I say you need to ask for permission? It's because sometimes the speaker doesn't want to problem solve. Maybe they do know what they need to do, but right now they're just distressed. They need a listening ear and a hug. If they would like you to help them problem solve, it'll help if you dig deeper to understand exactly what the issue is. You know, you can ask them some high quality questions, collaborate with them to brainstorm ideas, explore different options for addressing their concerns, maybe even connecting them to other people who can help them, etc., etc. So these are just some examples of what offering someone emotional support looks like. Now, when you're the one asking for help, as I mentioned earlier, be explicit that what you're looking for is emotional support. You might need to spend some time just clarifying to the listener, whether it's your spouse, your friend, a trusted sibling. You might need to spend some time just clarifying what it is you need, what would be helpful and what wouldn't be helpful. Let me stop there, dear leader, dear listener. I want to encourage you to be someone who gives emotional support to another. And I also want to encourage you to be vulnerable and be willing to seek out emotional support from those who love you. It's all part of surrendering. And surrendering is empowering. It is healing. I talked all about it in episode 79, part 1. So feel free to listen to that episode again. And remember to share it with those you know and love, together with this episode on emotional support. That's it for me. Thank you for your time, your attention, and your energy, as always. Hope you have a pleasant and productive week.